Hi, I'm Dr. Jameson Starbuck, a naturopathic family physician. I'm here today with health tips on heat exhaustion. It's summer and it's hot. When temperatures are in the high 80s, the 90s, and even over 100, kids and adults can easily get sick from the heat. But there is really no need to worry. If you take care of yourself with my few simple tips, you can avoid heat exhaustion and enjoy the hot weather. Heat exhaustion and heat stroke are two things that happen when you get too hot. Heat stroke is much more serious. A person with heat stroke has to go to the hospital. Kids hardly ever get heat stroke because adults are watching out and don't let kids get that hot. But kids can get heat exhaustion. That happens when you spend a lot of time in the sun and don't drink enough fluids. We call it heat exhaustion because the first thing you feel is tired and weak, like you are exhausted. Then you get sick to your stomach and feel like you might throw up. Your head gets fuzzy and dizzy and you think you might pass out. Funnily enough, you might not even feel that hot, even though you're sweating and feeling ill from too much sun. If you think you have heat exhaustion, there are several things you must do right away. First, tell an adult that you don't feel well and ask them to help you. Second, get into the shade. Sit down, bend your knees, and put your head between your legs. If you have any water, pour some of it on the top of your head and on the back of your neck. Drink some water too, but in small sips every few minutes, over and over until you feel better. When you have heat exhaustion, not only are you low on water, you are also low on salt. Salt goes out of the body when we sweat. When we don't have enough salt, we get weak and can even faint. If you think you have heat exhaustion, eat something salty if you can. Salty foods are nuts, ham, cheese, celery, and tomatoes. You can also eat chips or pretzels, even though they aren't good for you, in order to get salt when you need it. It's of course much better to prevent heat exhaustion than to get it, and it's pretty darn easy to prevent it with a few simple steps. 1. When it's over 85 degrees outside, don't stay out in the sun for a long time. When you are in the sun, take a break every hour and rest in the shade for 10 minutes or so. 2. Drink lots of water. That means at least half your body weight in ounces of water, and more than that whenever you can. 3. Eat or drink electrolytes. Electrolytes are minerals that your body uses to keep everything running smoothly. Things like sodium, which is salt, potassium, magnesium, and calcium. A wonderful electrolyte drink is V8 juice. It's tomato juice with a whole bunch of veggies in it. Other good electrolytes come in tomato soup, tomato sauce, salads, and fruit. Avoid candy and sweet drinks when it's hot. Eat as many raw vegetables as you can. You can also have electrolyte drinks like Gatorade or Powerade, but I don't like them because they have a lot of sugar and a lot of dyes. I hope you have a really great summer this year. Use these simple steps to prevent heat exhaustion, and remember what to do if someone near you gets sick from being overheated. I'm Dr. Jameson Starbuck, and I'm wishing you well.